Hello, everyone. Today's message is Being Imitators of God. I'm going to read from Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. Chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love just as Christ also loved you, and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. In all his epistles, Paul addresses the churches with a heart that's filled with compassion and love. He always wanted to see the Christians progressing and growing in the knowledge of the Word and in a spirit. The Spirit is filled and is serving their Savior. Therefore, in the verses above, he asked the church in Ephesus to be imitators of God. And also in another epistle, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1, he writes to the Corinthians, "Be imitators of me, just as I am of Christ." Now, the invitation is for each one of us to imitate God. In our spiritual life, we should always manifest our Father in our walk, in our behavior, and any fashion as redeemed and beloved children of His. May God help us. For example, a child show himself to be a true child by wanting to grow up like his father. In the same way, God's precious children will be eager to copy him as he enables them. A quick look at third letter of John, it's one chapter, verse 11. Beloved, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. The one who does good is of God. The one who does evil, then, has not seen God. I have 2 points I'd like to bring to your attention. One, to walk in love. To imitate God, we need to walk in love. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2. I believe it's chapter 5, verse 2. In our life, we need to exercise the attributes of our Savior. Paul writes in the second verse, and walk in love. Just as Christ loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. I do not need to remind you that God is love. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, now we may ask, how do I show that God is love? The answer is, the life that is like the life of God will be a life of love. Amen. The believer ought to live this life because love is the essential of the Christian character. Paul has repeatedly emphasized love in his letter to the Ephesians. Please review chapter 1, 2, 3, and 4. The model is love, you find out. That is Christ himself. Because he laid down his life for us, then we are to love others to the point of sacrifice. In John 13:34, he writes, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I loved you, that you also love one another." There's a man who said, "Lord, maybe Charlie Brown is right when he says he loves humankind, but it is people he cannot stand. You see, I love people in general more than I do individually." It's humorous, but may God help us to love like Jesus loves. I have a real story about an Armenian nurse had been held captive along with her brother by the Turks. Says Her brother was slain by a Turkish soldier before her eyes. Somehow, she escaped and later became a nurse in a military hospital. One day she was stunned to find that the same man who had killed her brother had been captured and brought wounded to the hospital where she worked. Something within her cried out, "Vengeance!" But a stronger voice called for her to love. She nursed the man back to health. Finally, the recuperating soldier asked her, "Why didn't you let me die?" Her answer was, "I am a follower of him who said, 'Love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you.'" Impressed and touched with her answer, the young soldier replied, "I never heard such words before. Tell me more. I want this kind of religion." The second word, briefly, walk as children of light. Again in Ephesians 5:8. You may read it later on. In John 8:12, Jesus spoke to the scribes and the Pharisees who were to stone the woman caught in adultery. "I am the light of the world," he says. "He who follows me shall not walk in the darkness, but shall have the light of life." A Christian who seems always to be happy was speaking with his pastor and told him that whenever someone who is introduced to him, he responds consistently, "It's a pleasure." The pastor commented, "When a person has the light in him, life becomes a pleasure." Paul here enlarges on the contrast between darkness and light. He reminds his readers of what they once were. One word is sufficient. Darkness. They were darkness. We were darkness. Not only did they live in darkness, there were darkness. Ephesians 4:18 will explain it. But now they have been rescued from the dominion of darkness and inherit the kingdom of life. They not only live in the light, they are light. Friends, when God occupies our lives and resides in our hearts, life becomes a pleasure and others will notice our attitude and the effect of the shining light through us. How true. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Therefore, believers must behave as those who live in the light. I pray God to help us shine during our short sojourning in this wilderness, so our love toward others and our life will always shine and lights up many dark hearts with God's salvation. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Amen.